Let's take our Bibles and go to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 1. Proverbs, chapter number 1, and we're working through the characters of the Bible. And you say, what character do you find in the book of Proverbs? And there's a gazillion of them. And we're not going to cover them all, but there's a few I'd like to cover, and with the Lord's help, as the Lord leads. And tonight, our character, our Bible character, is a wise man. A wise man. And I love covering these characters, and I'm excited about looking into this passage of Scripture tonight and discovering what a wise man is. You see, as we study these characters in the Bible, we've worked our way now through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, you get the picture, all the way to, was it Job last week? Yes, Job. And we're in the Proverbs. We've spent some time with David, so we passed over the Psalms, and I like to preach the Psalms on occasion, but we're going to these characters in Proverbs, and when we find these characters, we want to learn from them either the positive things or the negative things and apply these Bible truths appropriately. And I'll just tell you something, it should be our burden as God's people to be wise. To be wise. There's some interesting things about Proverbs and wisdom. Proverbs, as we open our Bibles here in this book of the Bible, a proverb is a short statement based on long experience. And the Proverbs are full of rich truth for us. The Bible teaches about wisdom. And actually, literally, according to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, wisdom is Jesus Christ. And to put Christ in his appropriate place in your life on the throne of your heart is the most wise thing that you can do. Christ is wisdom. Proverbs, someone said like this, is the philosophy of heaven for the benefit of people on earth. And we should be looking at these Proverbs, and there's so many things that we can apply to our lives. One other little statement I find helpful. Proverbs are truths to rule and govern life. And we should be looking at these Proverbs, and there's some wonderful things here. Tonight's message is a wise man. Our character is a wise man. And there's so many things in the book of Proverbs and the Scriptures about a wise man, but I want you to look with me in Proverbs chapter number 1, and we'll start here. And there's a number of verses I want to read to you and share with you as we study God's Word together tonight. Beginning in Proverbs chapter number 1, verse number 1, the Bible says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion." Verse number 5, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning and attain, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." So tonight's message we find in verse number 5, a wise man. And in this passage of Scripture, in this verse, we get our 3 points and our title all together in the same verse. The title of the message is a wise man. The 3 points are as follows. A wise man will hear, number 1. A wise man, number 2, will learn. Will learn. And finally, the Bible says, a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. And the 3rd point is a wise man will ask. The word attain literally means to buy and purchase, to pursue after. And a wise man will pursue after, purchase, if necessary, wise counsels. Wisdom is important to a wise man. Wisdom is the understanding of God, the knowledge of God, the ability to do things God's way in earth and with people, the knowledge for living, a wise man. There's a verse that stuck out as I studied this and put together a number of verses that have this phrase, a wise man, in them, and a wise son, and wisdom is the principal word in the book of Proverbs. I think something like 135 times the word wisdom is used in these 31 chapters. But the Bible says in Proverbs 24, verse 5, and I'll just read it to you, "A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength." I like that thought and the idea that a wise man is strong. A wise man is strong. I want strength in my life. I don't like the notion of weakness, frailty, uncertainty. You know, the world's full of uncertainty, but the glorious truth of the Bible is this, that if you will attain and you will seek after and you will determine your heart to be a wise man, God just says right out of the gate, a wise man is strong. David, in the Psalms, I used the first couple verses of Psalm 1 in my message this morning. As he continues in Psalm 1, he says that the wise man stays away from sin. The wise man, or the blessed man, stays away from sin. The blessed man stays in God's word. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Then the Bible says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Oh, you can close your eyes and see a tree that God planted. A tree that's grown by the rivers of water. It's strong and fruitful. A wise man is strong. Folks, if you want to have strength, if you want to have blessing, if you want to see wonderful things for the glory of God in our lives and for eternity, we should pattern ourselves after this first character in the book of Proverbs. We should determine with our hearts to be wise. You know what the Bible says about wisdom? If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. I'm thinking about our teens as they've sang, as they're here in our congregation. Boys and girls, if you could go after and pursue anything that'll make the greatest difference in your lives, it's wisdom. Be wise. Determine to make decisions the way God would have you make decisions. That's wisdom. A wise man is strong. There's three parts of this verse. The first one is this. A wise man, number one, will hear. A wise man will hear. You see, the hearing of a wise man is twofold. It begins with what he hears, but it also has a lot to do with the way he controls his mouth. You see, you cannot hear if you're too busy talking. The Bible says in our text, a wise man will hear. I like the word hear. And I need to be reminded, I do a lot of talking. It's part of my job. But I'll just say, I need to do more hearing than I do talking. If I'm going to have wisdom, I'm going to have to be a hearer. I'm going to have to listen and pay attention. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 29 and verse 9, the Bible says, if a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest. So the Bible here puts this wise man and a foolish man together, and they are contending, and no matter what they're doing, if they're angry at each other or laughing, there is no rest. Have you ever been around somebody that you just can't, there can't be peace with what they have to say? I mean, you just can't make peace with what they say. Y'all can be happy, and there's just no peace. There's no rest between a foolish man and a wise man. And the Bible continues in this same thought and passage. Verse 11 says this, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. The hearing of a wise man has lots to do with the ability to keep his mouth shut when it's appropriate. I love this verse of Scripture, and I'll never get tired of quoting it because I need it. The Bible says that we should be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Oh my, if we could learn something from God's Word tonight, a wise man will hear. A wise man will hear. Many times in the book of Proverbs, there's an address to a wise son. I like these verses addressed to a wise son. I want God to give my sons wisdom, and I want to be a wise son. The Bible says in verse number 1 of Proverbs chapter number 13, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Isn't that wonderful? A wise son heareth his father's instruction. I want to encourage you to be a hearer. Be teachable. Willing to learn. Do you know what it takes to be willing to learn? It takes a spirit that's willing to be wrong. Oh, man, I remember as a child how excruciating it was to have to admit that I was wrong. And I remember as an adult, it's even harder. You have to be willing to be wrong. You see, a hearer, a wise man is teachable. A wise man knows it's not even possible that I could be right all the time. And therefore, he's a hearer. A wise son heareth his father's instruction. Jesus dealt with this. You see, hearing has much to do with the fact we keep our mouths closed and we use our words appropriately. Hearing, a wise man that will hear has much to do with hearing and being teachable. Also, hearing requires an action. All through the scriptures, the Bible gives us this emphasis on hearing and doing. Specifically, we see it on many occasions, hearing and obeying the word of God. Jesus dealt with it in a famous story, the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24. The Bible says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock." The Bible says a wise man heard and did, obeyed the word of God. And Jesus says, I'll tell you, that man is like a wise man that built his house on a rock. Hey, look, do you want your house to stand? Do you want your life to count? Then I'll have you know something. Hearing, and doing is of utmost importance. Do you know why God gave you two ears and one mouth? I think you do. We probably should listen twice as much as we speak and use our words with great caution and care. Bible talks about our tongues, they're a little member, but it takes a little tiny helm, I think, at the end of a boat, or rudder, that's it, there's the word, just that little rudder moves about a big ship. And our tongues need to be tended to, because a wise man will hear. Jesus said, look, if you'll hear and do and obey my word, the rain can descend, the floods can come, the winds can blow and beat upon that house, but it won't fall. Why? For it was founded upon a rock. May God help us to be wise. Here's the alternative. All through the book of Proverbs, the wise man, our character for tonight, is contrasted with the foolish man or the scorner or the simple. The Bible says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. May God help us. Do you want to be a wise man? Then hear. Hear. Be willing to learn. Hear. A wise man will learn. A wise man will hear. Number two, a wise man will learn. Now, I want to show you in this passage of Scripture, verse number 5 of chapter 1, the Bible says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. There's not just the matter of learning, but will increase learning. You know, it should be our desire and our goal to keep learning. How many of you don't have to raise your hand, but how many of you love to learn something? I love to learn something. I love it. I hope I never get too old to try to learn something. I like how things work, and I like mechanics and electricity and plumbing and vehicles, and I just like to learn. I like to learn God's Word. We should be learners. The Bible says a wise man, will increase learning. I've met a number of folks who think that they've learned everything there is to learn. By talking to them, you think that they couldn't learn anything else. And I found out that that's not wisdom at all, but foolishness. I found out that it's foolish to think that you shouldn't, that you don't need to learn anything else. So As a matter of fact, the Bible makes it very plain that a wise man will increase learning. When's the last time you learned something new? You say, you can't teach an old dog a new trick. That's a lie. If the Bible said you can't teach an old dog a new trick, I'd say amen, but that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that that's not right. Even if you are an old dog here tonight, the Bible says if you're wise, you'll increase learning. You'll learn. You know what I find out? I learn from unusual places. I learn from folks that are much older than me. I learn from folks that are much younger than me. But I found out that if I've got my ears open and I want to, that I can increase learning. A wise man will learn. The book of Proverbs chapter 9 verses 8 and 9, the Bible says, "Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee." He says it's a waste of time to reprove a scorner. To straighten out a scorner and tell him what for, he says it's a waste of time. Reprove not a scorner, because he'll hate you. He says, but rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Isn't that so true? If you come with the right spirit to a wise person and rebuke them, do you know what their reaction to you is? Not you low down, good for nothing. Their reaction is, thank you. And they'll love you for it. And the opposite is true also. If someone rebukes you and your natural reaction is to be puffed up with pride and anger, then I want you to know something. You have not responded in wisdom. You're not responding in wisdom. The Bible says a wise man, the wise man, our character, will learn. Rebuke a wise man and he will love thee. Verse 9 of chapter 9, the Bible says, give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. What happens? You give him instruction, a wise man gets instruction, he's wiser than he was before. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. Oh my, may the Lord help us to be wise. Oh, I want to be a wise man. I want to respond correctly. The book of Proverbs chapter 17, verse 10, the Bible says, a reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. He said, you want to teach lessons? He says, it's 100 times better to speak a reproof to a wise man, and you'll get more product out of giving a reproof to a wise man than if you beat a fool with a rod, 100 stripes. Isn't that something? You know what? My mom always said, you can learn this the easy way or the hard way. I tried to generally choose the easy way. I won't say I was 100%. I'd be afraid to say I was 50%. But you can learn things the easy way or the hard way. Isn't that true? And a wise man learns things the easy way. You know why? Because he'll take reproof. And the reproof will enter into his heart. It'll make a difference. The alternative is the rod, and I don't like to be beaten. I just soon go the wise route. A wise man will learn. In the book of James, chapter number 3, won't you turn there with me? Look at these verses. James chapter number 3, verses 13 to 18. In regards to this idea that a wise man will learn, in James chapter number 3, in verse 13, the Bible says this, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Who is it? Who's a wise man and endued with knowledge? Who is this wise man among you? And the Bible says, here's some descriptions. That wise man among you, he said, let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. What's that mean? Conversation, the word conversation in the New Testament means manner of life. He says, let him show you out of the way he acts and the way he lives his works with meekness of wisdom. Verse 14, but if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. What's earthly, sensual, and devilish? Well, the Bible says if you think and part of your life and your existence is bitter envying and strife, that's not wise. That's not the wise man among you. Oh, isn't it so easy to become bitter, envious, and allow strife to rule in your hearts? I'll just tell you something. If bitterness is ruling in your hearts, the Bible has just said that you are not a wise man among us. If envy rules in your heart, then you are not a wise man or woman among us. The Bible says that is not wisdom from heaven, but it's earthly, sensual. And to be very specific, the Bible says it's devilish. Verse number 16, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. The Bible says in verse number 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Isn't that beautiful? It's pure, peaceable, gentle. Now look, if you find yourself lying and deceiving, you're not pure. If you find yourself angry and stirring up strife, whether it's in your own heart or with other people, you're not peaceable. If you find yourself being contentious, growling, you're not gentle. Easy to be entreated. Are you irritated quickly? Do you jump to conclusions? Full of mercy? Would you rather give justice than mercy? Good fruits, hypocrisy, partiality. Look, if these things aren't true in your life, guess what? It's a sign of you are not a wise man endued with knowledge. And we should be striving to be like the wise man. A wise man, he was those things. He was peaceable, gentle, full of mercy. Not a hypocrite. You see, a wise man will learn. A wise man will hear. A wise man will learn. Are you willing to learn? And finally, a wise man will ask. A wise man will ask. I like this last part of verse number 5 of Proverbs chapter number 1. A wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. I like the word attain. It literally means to buy. It means to go out and buy. How many of you have ever really, really wanted something and finally had the opportunity to go out and buy it? Isn't that great? How many of you ever had something that you say you wanted it and you saved your money and you got to go buy it? Isn't that fun? It's wonderful. I remember as a kid, Harold Krause at Krause's, he used to let me, I mowed grass. I was always into something, doing something. Harold Krause, when I was just a boy, I can't imagine this now, but as a boy, he would let me go to the Krause's and I'd pick out guns. Now, the way it worked was I would mow my grass and do odd jobs and pressure, anything I could do to make a dollar. And I'd pick out my gun and I'd lay it away. Lay away, that's a thing of the past just about, isn't it? And he used to keep my little slip down there, and I'd go pick out the gun I wanted. I'd look at it and look at it, and I'd finally get enough money to get started on the layaway. And every few days, every other week, whenever I had a little money, I'd ride my bicycle down to Krause's, and I'd put a little bit on it. I'd put a little bit on it. I'd put a little bit on it. And I remember, man, this would get so excited. Finally, the day would come that I'd be able to get my gun, and Mom would go and have to do the paperwork, and I'd have a new gun of my very own, and I loved it. It was exciting. I pursued it. I worked for it, something I wanted. And the Bible says wisdom should be like that. If you're a wise man, the Bible says, if you're a wise man, that you will attain unto wise counsels. It will be so important to you that you will give your time and effort, and if necessary, you'd even pay for it, in order to have wise counsels. You see, we pursue a lot of things, frivolous things, But what should we pursue? The pursuit of our life should be wisdom. We should be asking. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:16, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. It's proactive. A wise man has enough sense to fear and depart from evil, but a fool rageth, is confident. A fool just runs headlong right into trouble. That's not attaining and buying or pursuing wisdom. A wise man will ask. Proverbs 10, verse 1, the Bible says, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father. These groups of wise son proverbs, they're so great. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Verse 5, Proverbs 10, the Bible says, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. I can't help but have the teens and the children of our church in the forefront of my thinking tonight. And I want to challenge you, boys and girls. He that gathereth in summer is wise. Look, you have an opportunity to seek after and ask and to even buy wisdom. Ask God to give you wisdom. Determine to have a heart and a mind that is in tune with God. And you'll be so glad you did. Gather in summer. You've got an opportunity. The harvest, you have the privilege, you have a chance. Get all the getting from God's harvest while you have a chance. He that gathers in summer is a wise son. He that sleepeth in the harvest is a son that causeth shame. I'll get wisdom, understanding. Pursue after it. Buy it. Attain. The Bible says in Proverbs 28, verse 7, whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. But he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. In this verse, verse number 5 of chapter number 1, a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. So the Bible gives this picture of a man that's willing, if he has to even pay, to have wise counsel or counselors. The Bible says the multitude of counselors, their safety. So you've got this picture of a guy that's willing, if I have to, I'll pay for your wisdom. I'm going to attain unto wise counsel. And so in addition to that thought, in the Proverbs, whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. A wise son obeys God's word, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. What's the truth there? The truth is wisdom, a wise man will pursue after wise friends. But a foolish son is a companion of riotous men. What's that mean? If they're raising Cain and causing grief and disowning God, just say no. Someone said it like this years ago. I'll never forget it. It was a teenage preacher, actually. He said, you are or you soon shall be what your friends are. You are or you soon shall be what your friends are. Think about your friends right now. This isn't just for teens. This is for adults, too. Think about your friends. You are right now, or you soon shall be what your friends are. This doesn't mean you have to be rude and unkind to every person that doesn't believe like you. Not at all. But if you're wise, you will attain unto wise counsel. You'll ask. You'll ask for opportunities. You'll buy it if necessary. He that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. You see, a wise man. May God help us to be a wise man. The fool, in contrast, oh my, he causes such grief. He has such trouble. But a wise man, a man that seeks after the Lord, a man that makes Jesus the king of his life, oh, a wise man. You know what a wise man is? A wise man's strong. A wise man's strong. And all, I'll just tell you, if we're going to make it in this life, we're going to need the strength of the Lord, do we not? And a wise man's strong. So, I challenge you, hear, learn, and ask. That is the wise man.